This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders, past and present. We extend our respects to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that may have joined us for the podcast today. Hello, hello. Happy Monday. So we are going to be having one of my past clients coming on to join us to chat about how she had a 10K month in the third month of her business. She was in my Zone of Genius Mastermind, and here she is, brilliant. Chloe was in my Zone of Genius Mastermind a couple of months ago, and I really am excited to share with you, Chloe, because she is a prime example. Hello. I'm just giving you a little intro coming away. I was just saying about how you are literally like the prime example for someone who has been able to like really get their Zone of Genius and just like run with it. Do you want to give a little intro? Like just quickly tell us who you are, where you're from,
yep,
and anything that you feel like important.
Awesome. So hello everyone, and thanks so much Inez for having me on this chat. I'm so excited to be here and just talk about, you know, my journey and what's worked for me and how that can work for others. So I own a business called Spillane Consulting, and a part of that business is career coaching, where I give job seekers the tools they need to get hired and advance their careers. I share my hands-on experience from being the recruiter, the hiring manager, the candidate, all the tools of the trade and the secrets, really, that they don't want you to know. But yeah, I have like a background in the corporate world in that space specifically. So I got made redundant early this year and decided to go out and on my own and help others. But I deliver content through Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, soon to be YouTube. I'm delivering online and online individual and group coaching, masterclasses, digital downloads, and most recently corporate workshops. So yeah. It's all happening.
Queen of many talents, which is super exciting. And like, you can just hear Chloe's got such clarity with what you have to offer now. And I'm curious, like, where was that, like that whole journey? Because I know when we first started working together, it didn't quite start like that, right? Like run us through how you got to this place now where you can give me this beautiful introduction and it just makes sense versus like where you were 6 months ago.
It's so funny because when I was thinking about, you know, my intro and that, it was so simple to just talk about it. And I think when I came to you, Inez, I was overcomplicating everything. I was thinking, okay, I have all this experience to share. I know I want to give something, but is there even a need for what I'm wanting to give? Like, how do I sell this? How do I talk about my offering? You know, I think I was trying to do too much all at once. And as I said, I was overcomplicating everything where really it was literally staring at me, like staring at me in the face. And I remember the day we discovered and I was like, oh my God, it's right here. So yeah, I think my journey to getting such clarity in what I'm doing was obviously through my coaching with you, where we really just finessed what my service offering was, really talked about, I think the fact that I was overthinking things, which is something I do anyway, but
yeah,
I think it was the day of going, well, you've actually done what you're trying to help people with, so isn't that what it is? And I'm like, oh my God, yes. So yeah, it was essentially, to put it quite simply, for me to stop overthinking things, and to have someone else, you know, see it a little bit more clearly. I think having someone with an outside view as to what you're trying to do is always going to be super beneficial, you know, to finding that clarity for yourself.
Yeah, and I think it's so normal. Like, I always say this to my clients. Anyone that's ever been in a program with me will know that I'm always like, your Zone of Genius will literally be right under your nose and it will seem so obvious once you figure it out. But beforehand, like, it's really hard to think about because it comes so naturally to you and you're basically trying to describe something that you have done really, like, intrinsically for a while without having to talk about it. And so that's like a lot of the work that we do back and forth together. And it was just so cool to see that moment. So basically what we figured out with Chloe was like, you've got this experience as a careers coach, being the interviewer, being the recruiter, the person that's asking all the questions. So that essentially ended up being your Zone of Genius. And all we did then was include that kind of sentence into all of your content.
Yeah.
And then do you want to tell us basically, well, tell us what you did exactly and what it led to, because it really was one of those beautiful case studies, which is why it's so good to bring you on, where you started speaking about what your angle was, what your credibility was, what your zone of genius was, and then things really kicked off from there quite quickly as well, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's good to point out as well is sometimes I think at that point in time, I was thinking, oh, surely it's not that easy. Like, it's not that easy for this to be my zone of genius. And it's like, well, that's why it's your zone of genius, because it is something that's so natural.
This podcast is brought to you by the Stacking Income 2-Day Free Challenge. Over 2 days together in December, we are going to be covering how you can expand your offer suite with premium offers that your dream clients love to buy so that you can bring in higher cash months in a sustainable way that doesn't require you to run around like a headless chicken every single month figuring out where your next income is going to come from. If you want to be getting to those higher cash months, 10K, 20K, 50K months, then you need to start learning the magic of stacking income. And that means that you are not just relying on one or two offers or one or two sources for you to be making money from your business. You are diversifying how people can pay you. And not only are you diversifying how people can pay you, but you're also figuring out how to position yourself as an expert so that people can see the value in what you have to offer, so that people want to pay you high value. Because when people can tell that you have a skill, then you have something that is unique and has a point of difference, they will want to pay you a premium. And when you can get people to pay you a premium, it is much easier to start stacking income and sustaining higher cash months. So if you are interested in that challenge, it is free. It's going to be live in December, the 6th and 7th of December. So it's going to be an epic way to wrap up the year and set yourself up for your biggest year ever in 2024. All you need to do is sign up through the link in the show notes, pop in your email address, and I will remind you a couple of days beforehand with an email as well. Can't wait to see you in there. It's gonna be a freaking vibe.
So I think that was a bit of a barrier for me as well. But in terms of where it went to from there, so literally I think I put up a reel and it just all of a sudden my Instagram just went off the handle, just completely blew up. I literally just said, I have the tools to get you hired. I know what you need. Or I think it was a post around interviewing. So this is how you answer this interview question. And people are like, oh, okay, great. This is great feedback. Or this is how you write a CV. Or this is what you need on your CV. Or this is what you need in your cover letter. So really simplifying everything and just making it really, like, as I said, literally giving people those specific tools that they needed to get to where they want, get hired, advance their careers. But I think simplifying it as well, so changing my wording from being get really confident in your career to this is how you get hired, this is how you reach out to a hiring manager, this is how you get to your second interview, this is how you negotiate your salary. So it's almost like I made it much more hands-on and tangible for people. So I think people were then able to see less of, oh, that sounds nice to have a confident, like be confident in my career, but wow, this is what I actually need to do to literally get a 20K pay rise. This is what I need to do to get hired. So it's much more tangible and people see the outcome that you're going to give them from your coaching. So in terms of where, like once I tapped into that and realized that it was much more simple than I thought it was, I started posting on Instagram and then my Instagram blew, I think it went since July. My Instagram's gone up to about 22,000 followers. My TikTok's gone to about 16,500. My LinkedIn's at about 10,000. So it's just, yeah, it's gone wild. And the inquiries come through, I would say almost daily. I'm getting inquiries come through all different platforms. People just wanting all different services because they see, you know, they see the clarity in what you're offering and what I can give them as an outcome. And now, of course, once you're starting to get clients, you can show people the results of that as well. So, yeah, and I think providing not just tangible results, but real, like real deliverables almost, you know, making it less vague about what you offer, what I'm offering, and making it, as I said, much more hands-on, which, it was definitely a real shift. Almost, I wouldn't say it wasn't all simple, you know. There's definitely challenges and things like that, but it was just a real, once I made that shift, it just changed everything, changed the whole game. But I will say as well, though, you know, in the coaching with yourself, it, aside from the zone of genius, you know, I had some shadows there as well that we worked through, you know, imposter syndrome, thinking, do people even want this? Am I good enough? And am I credible enough? So working through all those as well, obviously really benefited me as well.
Yeah, that's such a good note. And I think I might have said this analogy to you at the time, but I think what a lot of people don't realize about business is that it is simple to an extent, but it's only simple because of the groundwork that you've done. So like the analogy I always say is like, you know, when you go and watch like incredible dancers or like ballet dancers on the stage and you're like, wow, that looks so easy for them. Like maybe I could do that. But you don't, like, they make it look easy, but it actually has all of this like foundational work. It's just like the tip of the iceberg that you get to see. And that's kind of what like your zone of genius ends up being, like your North Star in a way. And yeah, you'll find that what's blocking you from seeing your zone of genius is all of the shadows, is all of the conditioning. Because the reason why we often overcomplicate things is because we think, well, if I make this harder for myself and I do more work and I'm more busy, then therefore I'm going to be more worthy of the success and the clients that I want. And so that's what I find with all of my clients and even in my own journey as well, of feeling like, oh, well, if I just make this harder and work a little bit more and burn myself to the ground, then somehow that's going to make me more of a match for clients. When in reality, it's like, okay, we've actually got to remove all that conditioning so that then you can see what your skills are and what you actually are naturally good at, and allowing it to be easy or allowing yourself to even see your own skills is quite like a inner work journey. But then once you kind of like peel back those layers, like what did it feel like to be like, oh yeah, I am good at this and I do have something to offer? Because what you're saying as well with the content, it's like one thing to be like, oh cool, this is what my point of difference is and this is what I have to offer, but it's another thing to actually be able to put that into content and really show up with that like leadership energy almost of like, yeah, I do know what to talk about. Like talk us through that whole process as well.
Yeah, that was a massive process for me. I had this real, I guess it was a form of imposter syndrome, but this real thought that people from the company that I was made redundant from, they were all going to be like watching what I was doing. They're like, oh, Chloe can't do that. Like Chloe doesn't know enough about that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh God. But literally I remember someone asking me for feedback on their, like they were going to do a job search and they're from that company. And I'm like, oh, you know, and look, you know, of course you don't want that external validation all the time, but I think it just clicked for me one day when I was just putting out this content. Like, yes, I was being consistent with content. I was putting aside like the time that you need to put aside to make the content and all of that. But it was just almost like this seamless thing for me. Like I didn't have to try too hard about thinking what I was putting out there. It wasn't like, oh gosh, what am I going to write today? It was a, oh no, this is a good piece of content, or this is a good topic I can talk about. And it just came to me very naturally in like a flow that felt like it wasn't being forced, which I guess re-emphasized for me that I know what I'm talking about because it comes so naturally. And then of course, you know, having the engagement that I did and the growth that I did and the positive feedback, you know, having that realization, it was very surreal. And I've definitely, you know, I'm always doing stuff, but sometimes I'll give myself moments of going, oh yeah, I do know what I'm talking about. And yeah, it's a really overwhelming feeling. It's like gratitude and appreciation of yourself, really. And I had that experience the other day when I did this like corporate careers workshop, and people were just sitting there like with their pen and their notepad waiting to write what I was saying down. I'm like, oh shit, they're working. So you know, it's it takes time to get there, but I think the more you try and remove those barriers and kind of give yourself more credit than you usually do, the better it is. But yeah, took me a while to get there, I'll be honest about that.
And that's what I think a lot of people don't see. Like they might see, like a lot of my clients will blow up on Instagram like within a matter of weeks or whatever, but what they don't see is like before that matter of weeks, you were already doing the work on yourself, you'd had all of these years of experience, you've invested in a coach. Like there's so much to be seen outside of that, that it's very easy to see that as like an overnight success. Even though it does happen really quickly, there was so much that then led to that point. And I would say, like, I'd love to hear from you as well. What do you feel like was that shift that made you feel like you could even go to a careers workshop and be like, yep, cool, I'm going to take this opportunity? What do you feel like mindset wise was a shift for you to feel like, okay, cool, I can do this now?
Yeah, I think probably lessons learned along the way with, you know, with content, putting content out there. I think what I learned pretty early on is it's okay for something to not land. It's okay for people to not respond positively to something you put out there. You know, the one of the negative things, unfortunately, about blowing up is that you're going to have trolls. So early on when it started growing really quickly, I was getting there were people coming through with quite negative and nasty comments, and I went through a bit of a journey processing all of that. I responded in four different ways until I found the way that I wanted to respond that felt right for me. But then you just have to have that realization of there's so many people out there that see what you're doing and see the good in it and see the impact that it can have for them. There's always going to be someone that doesn't agree with you, someone that doesn't like the work you're doing, or someone that thinks you're doing it wrong. But for that one person that thinks you're doing it wrong, there's 10 people that think you're doing it right. So, you know, I think that was a big shift for me. And in terms of the careers, you know, putting myself out there more and more, which I always do, I've just always have that, I guess I have that mentality of better to do something and fail than to never do something and wonder what if. I think something you taught me as well was to just throw the shit stuff out there.
Yeah.
So like the content, like even if it's not perfect, don't be a perfectionist. And I have a client now who I'm helping, and she's such a perfectionist. And I'm like, you don't need to be a perfectionist. Mm. You just need to get it out there. So I think I've never been someone that probably sits on content for like a day before posting it, worrying if it's good enough. I'll always just throw it out there, but I probably would worry more about what people are thinking, if I'm sending the right message, that kind of thing. So getting past that barrier of, you're going to reach some people and some people are going to love it, but we're putting ourselves out there on social media. You have to be prepared that there will be someone that doesn't like what you have to say, but they're not your person or they're not your client. So, you know, move that person along for your right client to come to you.
And just block anyone. Like, who even cares? Block. You know, like, it can be your own little oasis on Instagram. Yeah. Like, and at the end of the day, something I often say to my clients is, like, it's worth it. You know, it's worth getting a bit of hate. It's worth being a little bit rejected. It's worth the mistakes and the failures, because at the end of the day, you get to live out your own business. You get to fulfill your own potential. You get to work for yourself, which I know for you was such a dream. Same for me. Like, it's always worth it. And, yeah, I'm willing to face a little bit of discomfort to basically fulfill the dream that I have, which is what we get to do now. So that's something that I remind myself. And I feel like you're very much in that energy of like being quite driven and being quite ambitious and just being like, okay, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to show up regardless. And like, in a sense, fake it till you make it, give yourself the proof that it works. And now that you have the proof, you're like, oh, okay, I'll keep going. But obviously initially you've kind of just got to throw yourself out there and hope for the best. And that's going to teach you more than sitting back and researching and wondering and analyzing, and which I feel like that's something that you've always been quite good at. So keep that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always, obviously it's hard to throw yourself out there and it's a big move. But that's where you're going to learn outside of the comfort zone. And that's where you really grow. And, you know, there's always going to be someone that picks you back up if you fall down. So
100%. Yeah, there's not a lack of support. I mean, just look on social media, or if you have one person that supports you, and they don't even have to get what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you have just like one person, like my partner, for example, the whole online coaching business world to her, she's kind of like, what the hell's going on? But she would just like undyingly support me. And like, you surely have one person that, and if you don't, then like find that person and go out there and invest in a mentor or whatever it might be. Surround yourself with people that kind of get it.
Yeah.
That's all you really need. And someone's going to pick you up at the end of the day. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you one more question to kind of like wrap things up. Obviously in your third month of business, you messaged me to say that you had a 10K month, which is insane.
Yeah.
So what would you say to Chloe, like, who had just been made redundant and was like, what the fuck, this is crazy. Like, what advice? I know it's so hard to distill down to one thing.
Yeah.
But just like the first thing that comes intuitively to you, what would you say to that version of you that was like, oh my God, how am I going to make this work, knowing what you know now?
The first thing that just came into my head was dive into the scary, dive into the unknown. Because I was tossing around so many different things in that early stage. And, you know, I went through 2 months of working 4 jobs and scraping together cash. Like, you know, there's rough times there. But the faster that you dive into what may seem as the fear of the unknown, but something you know you want to do, the faster you just start, the better that will be. So just start.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I was also fired from my personal training job, and I took that as a sign from the universe to be like, okay, cool, I'm going to actually commit to this online coaching thing, because I've tried to do it so many times as well. And yeah, I mean, my, like, so cheesy, but it's so true for me. Like, my only regret is that I didn't do it sooner.
It's so true though, because people just wait, and we're like, oh, I'll wait until I've got this or A, B, and C, but just start with something. Something, you know, just, I don't know, start a page, start something, send a message to someone.
It's never, once you start, never too early.
Totally.
Couldn't agree more. Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. There's so many more questions I could ask, so maybe we'll have to do a part two, part 10, whatever. Go and follow Chloe if you're watching from my end. She is just a wealth of knowledge. Like, you just have so much experience, and that is so palpable in your Instagram. So I'm so excited to see that it's, like, coming through and you're allowing yourself to be seen. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day and chat soon.
Thanks, Inez. Thanks for having me. See you later.
Bye.